Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I laid awake last night thinking to myself, what should I wear today? I was in church and I saw a cap on backwards and I thought, probably that's not quite the right tire to have. But I guessed it pretty good today. Yeah, I decided last night I'd take a white shirt and I'd take a tie and I think it would work out okay. And I'm delighted to be here today. And I was very surprised as my son walked in today. And his name is Daniel Sherman, and I'm Sherman. So I didn't know for sure if you wanted Daniel Sherman to speak or if you wanted Sherman to speak. But I guess it's my lot today to speak, and I'm grateful to the Lord for the opportunity that is mine. And I want to say thank you for inviting me to come. And this is a great building you've got here. My. You're very privileged to have a building like this for starting of your church. And we're just grateful for you. Most of you, or not most of you, a lot of you know that 2.5 months ago, I said goodbye to my wife, and she's now in glory. She's with the Lord. And as she laid in the bedroom about 2 days before she passed away, she raised her hand towards the Lord, and she said, "Lord, whatever you got for me, I will receive." And it just meant that she was going to go on and go into the presence of the Lord. And I talked to her about that. And she said, "Thank you so much for telling me what was going to happen." So there was no really surprises. So when she closed her eyes here, she went to be with the presence of the Lord. And we're thankful for that today. So we thank God for that. Now, it's been my privilege for over 4 years to be the chaplain at the nursing home at Epiphany. Thank you, Epiphany. And I've been able to minister to people there. And it's a Catholic institution, but they've given me free reins to do whatever I want to do. We have times that we pray together for altar time and to give their hearts to the Lord. And I can tell the Catholics because they always cross themselves. But it's nice to have a good section of people there. And what I do, I tell them that we're here to do one thing, and that's to glorify the Lord. I'm not here to preach a denomination. I'm not here today to bring any doctrine. I'm just looking into the Word. And so we take the simple Word of God and we share it with these people. And you would see how when it comes to singing some of the old hymns of the church, they just get right into it and they enjoy it thoroughly. And we've had just a wonderful time of inspiration and ministering to the people today. Now, this morning, I want to talk to you about flaming or just keeping the fire going. And when you go outside to build a fire, it's kind of interesting. You put some sticks up, get some paper out there, and that's a good way to start it. You could start it with some starter fluid, but I kind of like to watch that fire take off and then how it blazes up and it gets hot and it gets coals. And I want to say today that there's a fire of God that we can have in our soul. And it says in 2 Timothy 1:6, "Stir up the gift of God that is in you. Fan the flame. Fan it. Keep it going. Keep it burning for the Lord Jesus Christ and for His glory today." The church is the only institution in the world that has hope today. You look around, pick up your newspaper, look at television, and there's not very much good stuff on there. In fact, sometimes it's almost better not to go to bed watching TV and then try to fall off to sleep. It's almost better off to just kind of close your eyes and forget about the duties of what's going on in the world today. But I want to tell you, the good news is in the Church of Jesus Christ today. Whatever you call it, the church is a called out ones that the Lord has called out for His glory. We find that in the church, the drug addicts are are brought to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Marriages are put together. And the Bible tells us today that there's a lot of great things that happen. Now, I want to turn to Matthew chapter 16. And we're going to look at some of this fire that we can fan today over here in the 16th chapter. And it says here, "And Jesus said, 'Blessed are you, Simon Peter, Jonah, for this has been not revealed to you unto by man, but by God. I will give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever you shall bind in heaven will be bound in earth, and whatsoever is loose in earth shall be loose in heaven. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom.'" I will give you the keys to the kingdom. Now, I have a Toyota, and it has a certain key. And if I were to go over to a Chevrolet car and try to put that key in there to get it to work, I can guarantee you it's not going to work. And Jesus said, "I will give you the keys to the kingdom." Now, I believe today that every church has a key. And God can help you and give you the right kind of a key. You know, some churches, they decided the way to do it was to get all kinds of buses. And so they bought these worn-out buses and put them on the road, and they'd break down on Sunday morning, and that wasn't really the answer. The answer today is that God will give you the key. And I believe there's a key for this church today. And I believe that there's a way that growth can come. And I can tell you a little simple thing today. If you want to double your congregation, everybody bring somebody next Sunday, and all of a sudden you'll have 100% increase. That's the way it'll work today. There are people that are hungry for God. They're wondering, what can we put our trust in? What can we rely on today? Well, I want to tell you that the Church of Jesus Christ has a key. And the key for this church, I believe, is you pray and continue to seek the Lord. God will help you to have the right key. I remember when we were building the church out in Andover, and God spoke to my heart and said, "I want you to pray and believe God for 100 people in 100 days. And the Lord only knows that when you go through a building program, there's a lot of ups and downs. And we needed miracles. There was no question about it. We needed some miracles. And as I began to pray that prayer and shared it with the congregation, God began to add people. And by the time we went into that building, we did have over 100 new people in there. And it just continued to carry on. And we saw revival. We saw many, many people come to know the Lord as their personal Savior. God gave us the key, and I believe today that there's a key for every church that God can use for His glory. I go over to Acts, the third chapter, and it's Peter and John going into the temple. And there was a man that was blind and or lame, and he was sitting there. And Jesus said unto the man, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter and John said, "Silver and gold have we none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk." And we find that the Lord touched that man, and he was able to walk. He was able to dance. He was able to move around. God had given him a wonderful new body. And I think of being in Winona, Minnesota for a few months. We pastored down there. And we found ourselves winding up at St. Mary's College. And here was people in a circle, a large circle, probably about 40, 50 people. There were Catholics there. There were Lutherans there. There was a few Assembly of God people there. And I saw the power of God come down in such a special way as these people were entering in. And I saw these little nuns standing, and they were singing this chorus, "In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." And the little, they put their hands up in the air. They looked like little penguins walking around. They were so happy in Jesus. And you know something? I got home that night and I said, "Lord, where have I been that I have missed what God is doing in this last day?" And God said, "In the last days, I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. All flesh. Your sons and your daughters, your children and your children's children shall know the blessings of the Lord today. So the Bible tells us that Peter said, silver and gold have we none, but such as I have, give I you. Now, we come to church on a Sunday morning. We ask ourselves, what do we have to give to people? We've got eternal life to give to people. We have today a message of hope for people. And you know, there could be people in a church service that it could be their very last hope. And if they don't get ministered to, they could walk out, maybe even commit suicide. Who knows what could happen? But I believe today that the church is still the answer. Amen? Yes, yes. Amen. It's the answer. Jesus said, I'll build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. So let's keep fanning the fire today. Keep it burning. Keep it going for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's not settle down and say, well, Sunday morning we're going to come to church and enjoy ourselves for an hour and 15 minutes and then go on our way and live. But let's take Jesus with us. There's a world out there that needs a gospel. And I have found over the times that Charlotte was sick and we were in hospitals, we found that doctors were interested in talking to us. We saw doctors, actually, one lady as a doctor, she sat there and she cried. And as we were holding hands and we were praying and when we were done, she said, would you do one thing for me? Would you pray for my mother? She's not breathing very good. She's having problems with her respiratory system. And I said, we'd be glad to do that. And so we joined hands together around Charlotte's bed, and there we prayed for this dear lady. The next morning, I said to the doctor, how was your mother last night? Well, she was a lot better last night. I said, well, thank the Lord. And you and I can have opportunities to witness to all kinds of people. Now, you say, do you believe in doctors? I believe in doctors. But I believe in the great doctor. His name is called Jesus. Amen? He is our great physician today, and we thank God for that. So let's keep the fire burning. Let's not let the fire go down, but let's keep it burning for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe today, as we go to the last chapter of the Bible, Revelation, the 22nd chapter, I feel that the coming of the Lord is not very far off. People that know how to pray and people that know how to really get a hold of God, they've got one message that they will tell you. You know what that message is? They will say, I feel Jesus is coming very soon. And I feel that's happening. What sign in the Bible needs to be fulfilled? I don't think there's any. Israel is God's time clock in the world today. And what happens in Israel tells us what's going to happen in the world. And the Bible tells us today that Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. And then the Lord is going to come in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. The trump of God shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the clouds of glory. Let's fan that fire today and keep it burning and keep that message going that Jesus is coming before very long. In fact, I've kind of wondered how Jesus has tarried this long. I remember in 1967 preaching on a Sunday night. It was just before the Six-Day War started. In fact, it started on Monday of that day, of that year, 1967. And I thought, is this going to be the thing that's going to rapture in the coming of the Lord? And you know one of the reasons why I believe that the Lord hasn't come quicker than he has? There is a revival around the world today. America has kind of missed the revival, but I believe that we can still tune in and we can get plugged in and America can get back to God. We were in Costa Rica about 2 years ago, and on a Sunday morning service, they had four services, just one after another. And there were about 3,800 people that were there in each service. And the worship was beautiful. It was like we have here today, just a wonderful freedom. And we were standing by a lady in front of us, and she went out into the aisle and with others, raising her hands and praising the Lord. And the worship went on for probably 45, 50 minutes altogether. And there was a lady that came out into the aisle and then went back into her seat and was standing. And Charlotte and I were standing there, and God spoke to my wife and said, put your hand on this lady and pray for her. And her first thought was, well, she understands Spanish, but I only talk English. But she prayed for her in English. And when she was all done, the lady turned around and she said, I understood everything you were saying. Thank you for praying for me. She was taking English as a second class to learn how to speak English, and she was able to understand. Isn't it beautiful how God can lead us to the right people at the right time and accomplish something for the Lord Jesus Christ? If we'll just be obedient, that's trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy but to trust in Jesus today. And we see today, the Bible tells us in the last chapter, and verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. You know what the Holy Spirit is? The Holy Spirit's in the world, all over the world today. And the Bible tells us today that the bride is you and I. We are the bride of Christ. We are to go out and we're to shed the gospel and to share the gospel. And it says, whosoever is thirsty, let him come. Whosoever wishes, let him take of the water of life freely. So the Bible tells us today there's a great invitation that comes today to us. And God says, I will pour out my Spirit in the last days. And the message is that we're to get the message out to tell people. I believe there's hungry people all over. We just have to know when and be led by the Spirit of God. And as we're led by the Spirit of God, we can be a blessing in this world. Do we have to be a crazy fanatic? No. I believe that we can be anchored in Jesus today. Amen. And there can be a sweetness and a blessedness that comes off our lives. And people will sense Jesus, that he's the way, the truth, and the life today. So the Bible says we have a message in these last days. And don't let the fire go out. Keep it burning. Keep it burning till Jesus comes and we hear his voice. Come up higher and be with me throughout eternity today. Amen. So let's fan the fire, keep it burning, put new wood on so that it keeps going, and the fire of God will cause people to come to know Jesus as their Savior today. Father, we thank you for the blessing, dear Lord, that is ours to speak your word, to challenge people today, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, that in our complex society that we live, that you are still the simple answer. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we give you thanks for that, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to ask somebody to come and play, and I'm going to ask you to stand today. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let's just look to the Lord, shall we? Just hold, let's lift our hands towards him and just praise him today and thank him. He is worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all honor, worthy of all glory. Whatever we have need today, dear Lord, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, dear Lord, and we thank you for that today, dear Lord. Let your presence be here in a very special way, dear Lord. Minister to people today, dear Lord. Oh, God, oh, God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I wonder how many would say there's a need that I have in my life, and I would like prayer, and you just slip up your hand wherever you are today. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's just, if you're near somebody that's got their hand up, just put your hand on them today and just pray in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, and minister to their hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, and do a work, dear Lord, that only you're able to do. We give you thanks, dear Lord. We give you praise. We love you today, dear Jesus. Oh, God, meet these needs, Lord, I pray today. You know what they are, dear God, and you promised that you would meet those needs according to your glory. Praise God. Praise God. Blessed be your name. Praise God. In the key of F, if we could come, Holy Spirit, I need thee. Let's pray that together, shall we? Come, Holy Spirit, I need thee. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy presence and power. Come in thine own special way. Come, Holy Spirit, I need thee. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in thy presence and power. Come in thine own special way. Praise God. Father, we're just simple enough to believe you, to believe that all things are possible, dear Lord. For every hand that's been raised, dear Lord, today, I pray that you would come by your Holy Spirit and minister to them for healing a body, dear Lord. Whatever the problem might be today, dear Jesus, you would minister in a special way because you're a God who knows all things and you care about us and you love us, dear Lord. And so we desire to keep the fire burning in our souls and take the message of the gospel to those that are hurting around our world today, we pray. We ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, praise God. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.